Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A blanket drive kicks off tomorrow for area seniors. The community's acting to benefit Louisiana's elderly group is partnering with Area Council on Aging offices as well as Louisiana Delta Community College in the campaign called Warm Up Ouachita. To share about the project is Director of Public Relations at Delta, Darian Atkins. Darian, thanks for stopping by and to share on the drive.
No problem. And the weather is saying, yes, it's that time.
That is a good indication. Well, the campaign begins tomorrow. Tell us about some of the guidelines for this specific drive.
Well, this year, Cable wanted to focus on donating full blankets that will cover a bed because typically people tend to donate throws, and that works fine for when the elderly are sitting in a chair, you know, but when they go to bed or they want to lay down, those blankets are not sufficient enough to adequately cover them, and some of them may not have heat.
How does providing blankets help elderly residents when it comes to finances? Because it's something that, you know, oftentimes we overlook.
Yeah, we do. We kind of take that for granted just because, you know, we're not affected the same way. But we got to remember that they're on fixed incomes. And so the donation even of space heaters will spike their utility bill and affect their ability to be able to pay those bills. And so the better solution really would be to donate the full blankets where they can properly cover themselves enough to keep warm through the winter months.
Well, tell us about the collection points in the area as people get ready to bring those blankets in.
Yeah, this area, which I love the name, this area is the warm-up Ouachita because it is Ouachita Parish. But because we are partnering with Cable and with the Council on Aging here locally, as well as the Councils on Aging in each of our eight parishes, we have several different drop-off points for Delta. Wherever we have a Delta campus consists of course, Ouachita, East Carroll, Franklin, Lincoln, Madison, and Morehouse, people will be able to drop off blankets at those campuses. The blankets collected at those campuses, of course, will be donated to that local Council on Aging. For here, it's a little bit different. People can drop off blankets at the Ferrand address for the Council on Aging, and they'll distribute that for the Monroe and the West Monroe locations. And we're also collecting at the main campus here in Monroe for blankets as well, and those will be taken over to the Ferrand location for donation.
Share about the college's role and why partnering in this project.
Well, you know, we are a community college, and we really do love to participate in community causes. At Delta, we participate all year round in several different causes to help fill the needs and the gaps in our community. And we don't only strive to give our kids an academic education, we're hoping to give them a life education as well and helping them to learn to be responsible caretakers of our community. And so that's why we jump to participate in events like this.
When does the campaign come to a close? How long will people be able to donate? And how can you find out more about donating?
Well, the Ouachita Council on Aging in Monroe and West Monroe will collect blankets throughout the winter months. You can take those over to the Ferrand location at any time during the winter. Delta will conclude ours on November the 7th because we want to drop off our blankets to our Councils on Aging on November the 8th. So we're done November 7th on our campuses.
Looking forward to much success with the blanket drive. Darian Atkins, Director of Public Relations with Louisiana Delta Community College. Darian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.